This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Nandish Shah, a technical research analyst at HDFC Securities. He gave us three buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. Nifty broke the two-day losing streak by rising 18 points to close at 14,956 on March 8th. Last week, the benchmark index bounced back after 2 weeks of correction, but the weekly candlestick shows that the index has closed well off the highs, which indicates that there was selling pressure at the higher levels. We also observe a negative divergence on the Nifty weekly charts as the index has made a new high, but the 14-week RSI has made a lower top. In the derivative segment, FII's long to short ratio fell to 1.28 level from 3.22, at which we began the March series, indicating FIIs have started reducing their longs in the index futures segment. Immediate support for the Nifty is placed around 14,800, where we have seen put writing. Any close below this level would mean that correction could accelerate and Nifty could attempt 14,521 to 14,600 levels, said the analyst. If Nifty does not move above 15,250 on any pullback rally, the intermediate downtrend will remain intact. The short-term trend of the Nifty has turned negative and one should remain cautious till it closes above 15,250, said the analyst. Nifty mid-cap and small-cap indices have outperformed during the recent correction in the benchmark indices. The analyst expects their outperformance to continue for the coming weeks. Here are three buy recommendations for the next 3 to 4 weeks. LG Equipments is the first call, target price ₹220. Stop loss is ₹188 and upside potential for this call is 10%. This stock has broken out on the daily chart where it surpassed the crucial resistance of ₹193 to close at an all-time high. Volumes were sharply higher as compared to the last few days. Oscillators like RSI and MFI are showing strength in the stock. Plus DI is placed above the minus DI while the ADX is placed above 25 level, indicating momentum in the current uptrend. Gujarat Fluorochemicals is the second call, target price ₹660, stop loss ₹566 and upside potential for this call is also 10%. After breaking out from the downward sloping trend line on March 3rd with a rise in volumes, this stock has witnessed a sideways correction. The short-term trend of the stock is positive where it is trading above its 20-day exponential moving average. Plus DI is placed above the minus DI while ADX is placed above 25 level, indicating momentum in the current uptrend. Oscillators and momentum indicators are indicating strength in the stock. Volumes have been higher during the up days as compared to down days during the last few weeks, indicating accumulation in the stock. And Larsen & Toubro is the third call, target price ₹1,625, stop loss ₹1,455 and upside potential for this call is 7%. This stock has broken out from the downward sloping trend line at joining the highs of February 16th and 25th on the daily charts. The stock closed at the highest level since February 24th with a rise in volumes. Plus DI has crossed minus DI, indicating strength in the current uptrend. Oscillators like RSI and MFI are showing strength in the stock. Remember, the stock mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.